Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Barbara Kane. Sister Barbara is in the process of moving to Great Bend, Kansas, and the title of her preaching today is Blessed, Especially in Moments of Grief.
A reading from the Gospel of Luke. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on this lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed, and the Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm and has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. God has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." Mary remained with Elizabeth for 3 months and then returned to her home. Today we celebrate the feast of the Assumption of our Blessed Mother. Our readings are joyful and describe aspects of Mary's life different from today's actual feast. A belief in Mary's Assumption was evident as early as the 6th century, when St. Gregory of Tours wrote, "The Lord took Mary's holy body and conveyed it on a cloud to paradise. There it was united with her soul and glorified with the elect. It enjoys the eternal blessings that shall have no end." By the 13th century, there was universal agreement that Mary had been given a special honor and was assumed into heaven. As a chaplain, I've been present to many individuals who lost a beloved elder, a grandparent, mother or father, or favorite aunt or uncle. So who grieved Mary's death? Certainly John, who, as Jesus hung on the cross, told Mary, "Behold your son." And to John, he said, "Behold your mother." To Mary Magdalene and others whom Mary touched with her own compassion. She was clearly an active figure in the life of Jesus and in his ministry. She and other women were crucial in the growing of his compassion and openness, such as at the wedding feast of Cana, the woman at the well, or the Syrophoenician woman. We don't know how old Mary was before she died, but she was only 47 when Jesus died. She might have been a relatively young woman at her death, and maybe many early followers would have still been alive to mourn her. She would have been such an important figure in the early church. Her fiat, or yes, to becoming the Mother of God, a source of inspiration for them, as it is for us today. It's unlikely that Elizabeth was alive when Mary died, and she was considered elderly when Mary visited her in Judah. It was there that Mary proclaimed her belief that God was in fact the reason for her pregnancy and that this child would be the Savior. Grief comes in many forms, and it's likely that Mary experienced it throughout her life. We remember the prophecy of Simeon that a sword would pierce her heart. We know she was present at the crucifixion. So much pain in such a short life. All of us experience grief during our lives. The loss of a dear friend to death or dementia. The loss of our physical health. The loss of a favorite job or ministry. The loss of a loved one to addiction or violence. The loss of our home to climate disaster. Where do we get comfort? Well, I suggest we look at Mary's understanding of God as expressed to Elizabeth for some guidance. We recognize first that God is great and looks with favor upon all of God's creation, including us, and especially in our sorrow. We are also blessed by this God whose very name is holy. We recognize that we are forgiven, especially when in our grief we push God away. We know that God shares God's own strength with us when we are at our lowest point and lifts us up. We see that it's not when we are on top, at our richest or most proudest moment, that God most works in our lives, but it is in fact when we're hungry with sadness, with grief, that God feeds us, fills us with comfort in the form of others and even strangers. God comes to our help, and often we can't see God, especially if we don't recognize the divine in others. Mary knew all these things and held them in her heart as she struggled and grieved the loss of her loved ones, especially Jesus. Mary's yes to God enabled her to be intimate with the divine. It's not surprising that she was freed from the death that we all experience. Let us ask her for comfort and wisdom when we ourselves struggle with death and loss.